WWA. Mobile, listening.
Out for fuel, I'll be back on with you
later. WWA, Steve.
Who
have I got?
KN4 REP mobile monitoring.
RUT, KN4 VWA. Good morning. Pulling this in. Who we got over there?
This is Russell over here. I'm headed over toward Blue Ridge.
You love it up there, don't you? That's pretty country. Yeah, I'm in Inman. I'm in glorious downtown Inman, and I live just north of Inman on New Cut. Nice country.
Yeah, you on that. Yeah, I like it up here. I've been up here all my life. It's been about 46 years now, and it used to be real quiet. Now it's getting really busy. Everybody's going to move out of the city and come to the country.
Enchanted builders, but he's building too many houses up here near us. Man, I'm telling you what, he's got houses started everywhere.
Seems like every time I ride down one of the back roads up here, they need subdivision going in every turn you take.
Them folks stay down in Greenville.
No doubt. I spent the last 6 weeks driving back and forth from down there at 85 and 101 for CDL school down there, upgrading all my certificates before the Federal Motor Carrier makes their changes and makes it mandated that you have to go to school. But traffic was just unreal. I'm not used to driving down that way every day.
Kid, my friends, I got one guy that lives down at Malden off of Miller Road. And you know what the traffic on Miller Road and Woodruff Road is like. And I tease him every now and then. I said, Steve, we had another traffic jam up at my place. We had almost 5 cars a minute going by.
I know. I used to get drive from up there around my place close to North River University all the way to Greer, and I might pass 10 cars back when I first started driving. Now I can't get out of the driveway without 10 going by.
Well, I tell you what, bud. I used to live off of Pelham Road. Little neighborhood over there called Devinger. And let me tell you what, when it got to that point where I had to plan about 3 or 4 minutes of dodging cars to get out onto Pelham before they put that light in, it was time for me to go.
I remember Devinger. I think back when I first got started driving CDL with dump trucks and running equipment for a grading company. We done some lot clearing over there.
His last name was Smith, but he was the contractor that developed all of Devinger. That was a long time ago.
I don't know the contractor's name. I worked with Rim Grading down there out of Greer. Originally went to work with them to work on equipment, diesel equipment and stuff for them, and they ended up needing a driver and an operator, and I got put in a dump truck and sent out, and then got stuck on a 953 loader, and we were clearing lots and hauling brush and doing final grade for houses over there.
Yep. It's nice down there, but I'm just glad I got out of all of that traffic. It was just more than I could take.
I'm not too fond of the traffic myself. We've lived up there where we're at right now pretty much all of our life in that general area, but been in Greenville County the whole time, and I just got too much invested where I'm at to try to load up and move somewhere, but Greenville County's taxes have just gotten unreal. It's just about impossible to survive with anything nice. Buy an RV or a boat or anything along those lines, and they just tax you to death on it.
That's another reason I left Greenville County. And I'll tell you something else, too. I got over to Spartanburg County, and let me tell you something. I can walk into the tax office over there, and I go up and I pay the taxes on my vehicle, and they hand me my sticker right there on the spot. I don't have to go over to the DMV.
For REP. Yeah, I don't understand. understand it. I mean, it seems like you should be able to do it all in one place, but I went to that school down there and upgraded all my CDLs to Class A and got all my endorsements. And they were talking about it. The South Carolina legislature has just really messed up the whole South Carolina DMV process. If they had just adopted federal standards, it'd make things a whole lot easier, and we'd have one uniform rule across the country. And I really think that would be the option for everything, is if we just had uniformity across everything.
Just like politicians, you ain't, if you get a room full of politicians, you ain't going to get all of them to agree that the sun is shining, much less on anything else. Man, I can't wait for this political season to be over.
I think if I hear one more political commercial on the radio or see it on TV, I think I'm just going to have to turn everything off and just sit in the dark.
I'll tell you something else that I'm going to be glad to see gone is Joe Namath. You got to apply for your Medicare. God, look at
it. I know what you mean. It's funny because I'm only 46 right now, but I'm getting letters in the mail wanting me to join AARP and do my Medicare and everything, and I'm like, I'm not quite there yet, but if you're willing to give it to me for free, I'll take it.
There you go. Well, you know, that's what it's going to come to. They're going to nationalize the health care no matter what. So whatever good insurance you got, you might as well kiss that goodbye, bud.
No doubt. It seems like it goes up every year, and trying to keep up with it, the cost of living doesn't keep up, but I don't know, I guess it's just one of those hard reality facts of life that we either have it or we don't, and we gamble with all of our life savings in case something happens to us or one of our loved ones.
Yep. Well, either way, it's all a gamble. Well, listen, I'm destinating, and I'm going to get on out of here and let you try to make it up the road without squishing anybody. And you take it easy, bud. KN4 VWA. I'll be clear after your final.
Yeah, I hear you. I appreciate you coming back to me this morning. Been here lately. I hadn't heard very many people on just every once in a while, or I'm getting out of the car about the time they're getting on. But you have yourself a good one. Try to stay dry today. It looks like it's going to be a wet one. And we're going to keep it between the ditches, and we'll see you on the next time. This is KN4REP, and I am clear.
P4CPA Mobile.
KN4REP, KB4CPA.
4CBA, good morning.
Morning, you got Russell on this end.
How you doing, Russell?
You just trying to stay dry today.
I'm headed to the dentist this morning. The name here is David.
Hey, David, I hope it's routine, nothing major.
Actually, they were just going to make a mold of my bite, and they're making a snore guard device for me, so really not a whole lot to it.
Yeah, don't let my wife find out they can do something like that. She'll have me in the dentist office.
For sleep apnea.
I heard that. Yeah, she just complains about my snoring, so I'm sure if she had an option to get rid of it, she'd do whatever she could, except smother me with a pillow. Right now, I'm worth more alive than I am dead.
Because most of us are worth more dead than alive. I know I am.
She figures if she gets rid of me, she'll have to do everything that I'm doing, so she figures it's just easier to let me snore and do all the stuff she don't want to do.
You may hear, yeah. Yeah, she wouldn't want to have to do all the stuff I do, but anywho, We've been married just a little over 2 weeks. We'll be married 41 years, so I guess if she's put up with me that long, I guess she can stand a few more.
Said if y'all slow down, we'll try to catch up with you. We just got 24 years under our belt just a few months ago.
A lot younger than I am. So, that makes a big difference. Did you, get in on any of the DX that was going on this past weekend?
Didn't use it. The only time I'm on is when I'm in the car. That's the only place I got a mobile right now.
It was really, really good. I didn't turn the radio on, and I wish I had now. But anyway, maybe they'll have another one this weekend.
Probably wouldn't mind getting into one of them. I'm relatively new in the ham, so I've talked on radios for truck driving and emergency services, but ham's new to me, so I'm still learning the ropes.
I didn't get my first HF rig. Gosh, I can't remember how many years ago, but it was a long time after I got my ticket, and this is my third one, and unless something happens to it, I probably won't buy another one, because it's a Viacom 7300, and I'd say I just love this radio. You might hear my what is this thing? Anyway, my navigation system's telling me what to do here.
If we ain't got somebody home telling us what to do, we got somebody in the car telling us what to do nowadays.
This thing, if I'd have known, I'm looking at my destination, if I'd have known that's where it was, I would have gone a different way, and I would have already been there. I tell you, these nav systems are just ridiculous sometimes. It made me turn right and then left and then back to the right. Basically, it sent me around in a circle. If I'd just gone straight, I don't know, Brushy Creek, I'd already been there.
Nothing beats the old map reading, but they don't teach that type of stuff in school anymore. But I believe your destination, and I'm fixing to pull in mine. It was nice talking to you, David. This is KN4REP, and I'm going to be clear.
I got to say, here and text them and let them know that I am here, and they will come and escort me into the building. 73s, and have a good day, and stay safe out there on the road. Talk to you later. KB4CBA, clear.